You may remember the Riverdance phenomenon of the mid-90s. A young Canadian man thought, wait, we're already doing that.
When we grew up, I didn't even know Irish dancing existed. We were just learning this dance that was from our area.
Nathan Polotsky is a dancer and founding member of Step Crew. He says they're not just another Riverdance.
We try and compare and contrast three styles of dancing. We feature tap dancing and Irish step dancing, and then this less known form of Canadian step dancing called Ottawa Valley step dancing.
They're bringing it to Burnie's Samuel Champion High School on Monday as part of the Burnie Performing Arts Program.
I'm very excited to come and see it. I love San Antonio for sure.
Now the music that you're going to play, that's off of tape, is it?
Oh, no. We have a live band for sure, yeah. Some of the best musicians we could find in Canada.
As to what kind of music you'll hear?
We have some Scandinavian numbers in the program, some original composition. Our singer is from Scotland. She sings in Scots Gaelic as well as English. It's a real international sort of a mixture of American tunes as well.
Music's important, but Polotsky says Step Crew's dancing is what takes center stage.
We really all love what we do. I think our characters come across on stage a bit, so you might enjoy meeting us from that, and then we'll definitely talk to you in the lobby after.
So you have a personality, too.
We try not to hide them.
For video and more about Step Crew and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.